Welcome to the British History Podcast. My name is Philippa Lacey-Brule and I want to extend a warm welcome to you. If you are new here, hi, thank you for joining. And if you are returning, thank you so much for your support. In this podcast, we explore all sorts of things that have gone on in British history. We look at people, we look at events, we look at outcomes, and perhaps look at them from a different perspective than usual. If you would like to support me in this free podcast, this podcast will always remain free, but if you would like to support me, then you can head over to my Patreon page, patreon.com/British History, and you can choose the tier there that would suit you best, starting from any £3 a month just for your kind support. Now, without further ado, let's get into today's episode. This week in 1559 was the ultimate week for Elizabeth I. This was the week of her coronation, and they knew how to do ceremony. The Brits know how to do ceremony well, and it comes from a long tradition. On the 12th of January, Elizabeth went to the Tower of London, traditionally where monarchs at the time would prepare for their coronation. On the 13th, again as was tradition, she created 11 Knights of the Order of Bath. On the 14th of January was Elizabeth's coronation procession, and this is where she moved from the Tower of London through the City of London and to Westminster, where she would spend her final night before the coronation ceremony at Westminster Abbey on the 15th of January. What is absolutely fantastic is that we have an account of the coronation procession on the 14th of January. It was written by Richard Mulcaster and it was in circulation around the country 9 days following the ceremonial procession, and it detailed what happened at every step of the way. A copy of the pamphlet was, as part of Richard Mulcaster's payment, was to be made available to the Queen. So we can also surmise that the Queen saw and kept a copy, perhaps as a souvenir of her own coronation. At around 2 o'clock on the 14th of January, Elizabeth's procession left the Tower of London. Its first stop was at Fenchurch, where, according to the pamphlet, Elizabeth stopped the procession in order to hear a young boy read a poem. Now, in reality, it was probably much more stage managed than that, but the fact that this is how it was written in the pamphlet just goes to show that not only was this a fantastic record of the events of that day, but it also had a public relations and a propaganda purpose as well. The procession wound its way through the City of London on its way to Westminster, where Elizabeth was going to spend the final night before her coronation the following day at Westminster Abbey. Along the route, she saw 5 pageants, all an allegory, a story about Elizabeth and the promise of her new reign. The first one was to emphasise her strong lineage, and it featured Henry VII and Elizabeth of York, her grandparents, who their unification, they were the personification of the unification of the houses of Lancaster and York. Their marriage had brought to the end, brought an end to the civil wars of that time that we now know as the Wars of the Roses. The pageant also featured Elizabeth's parents, Henry VIII and Anne Boleyn, which seems like a bold move for the City of London. Anne's name had been through the mud during the reign of Elizabeth's half-sister, Mary I. But for Elizabeth to have her rightful place, her mother had to have been rightful queen, and this pageant put Anne Boleyn in her place there. Elizabeth's coronation procession had been a fantastic success in terms of public relations. Elizabeth showed her charisma, she showed how she could connect with people of all levels of society, and she had won the hearts of her people. The coronation itself on the 15th of January began with a procession from Westminster Hall, which you can still visit. It's inside the Houses of Parliament and is a must see if you ever can go. Her procession started from there. She walked to the Abbey where the coronation took place. Interestingly, it had both Latin and English elements, so both Catholic and Protestant, which was indicative really of Elizabeth's standpoint on religion at this point, and was extremely clever, and it showed echoes of the way she had accepted her announcement as Queen at Hatfield the previous November, where she had recited a passage from the New Testament but in Latin. Elizabeth was the third of Henry VIII's children to reign as monarch. She was 25 years old. She reigned for 44 years, and her era has gone down in history as a golden era of English history. She was succeeded by the first king of both Scotland and England, and I'm sure we'll cover that story in a future video.